Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Good morning, everybody. The tournament is here. Yay! This is Issel and Louis, ESPN 680, 105.7. Thanks for spending part of your morning with us. And, of course, this hour of the show brought to you by KentuckyTourism.com. Louis, I'm going to tell you a little bit about spring in Colorado.
Like how it was 27
yesterday,
degrees.
Yesterday, it was 70 degrees. Okay. It was not a cloud in the sky, an absolutely perfect day. I went to the mailbox in shorts and one of my Kansas t-shirts. It was exquisite. It snowed last night. It snowed.
Are you just wearing Kansas gear around Denver?
Oh yeah. Hey, I got four of them. Are you kidding me? Bill gave me four Kansas t-shirts. I'm set for the summer.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't even know what to do.
Hey, Louis, we give Vegas credit all the time about how close they pick the spreads on these games. Man, did they blow it last night? Those were supposed to be two competitive games. I think the spreads were 2 points and 2.5 points. They were both 20-point blowouts.
I was laughing because I was reading the box score. I apologize in advance to everyone. I don't know what happened last night, but I am as dry in my head as I've ever been. It's just not good. So they're very dry. I was looking at Nevada's numbers, and if I told you going into the game last night they were going to shoot 52% from three, and what was the number? They were going to. There are a couple other numbers. I can't remember. But just, they were
shooting
52.
They got beat by 20-plus points.
They lost by 25. They shot 52% from three and 48% from the field. You've been like, oh, they're going to be right in it. It's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to happen. Oh, man. Yeah, no chance. Arizona State shut me up because I was like, oh, they're only in because of a full court heat. And then I thought about it, Dan.
Yeah.
If you're down two to Arizona on Arizona's court, you're probably an okay team.
Hmm. Well, that game last night might have shot my theory about the Pac-12 not being any good.
USC is going to beat Michigan State tomorrow. There you go.
No way.
It's going to happen.
No way.
Well, then Michigan State's going to the Final Four if they get out of that
game. There you go. Hey, you know what? Watching those games last night, I was really impressed with Fairleigh Dickinson. They are a very well-coached team. It was hysterical because the announcers, and one is my dear friend Avery Johnson. I had the opportunity to coach Avery for a year here in Denver after his unbelievable run in San Antonio.
Can you do an Avery Johnson impression?
No. Okay. My voice doesn't go that high. but Avery is as good a man as they come. So I was listening to them, and they were saying, you know, Texas Southern is really having a problem playing against this style of basketball. They haven't seen this style of basketball all year. You know what the style of basketball was, Louis? They spread the court. They move the basketball. They move themselves. The reason that their way of playing was so foreign to Texas Southern is because that's the way basketball is supposed to be played. And this matchup against Purdue, I think, is going to be very interesting. They come in, Fairleigh Dickinson is the shortest team in the tournament. And they've got to go against a guy that's 7'4". And so Edie might get 50 points in this game. Hmm. But who is he going to guard on Fairleigh Dickinson? Their center, Almanor, hit 5 three-pointers last night. You think he's going to take a big Edie away from the basket, maybe? Oh, okay. I mean, I think this game's going to be fun. Now, Purdue probably win by 30, but I love this matchup. This is going to be fun basketball.
All right. Little note to you, Dan, and I'm glad we have guests today, because my computer, I think, is very close to not working anymore.
Going to spit it?
Oh, there it is. There it is. Got the blue screen, Avery. There it is. Well, that's great. I don't have work to do immediately after this show or anything.
You know, your computer has, like, died on you, like, 3 times since this show even started.
I feel like it's every Thursday, too.
Yeah, your computer just does not want to be part of the show. It's not a fan.
I know how it feels.
I have no words.
Why don't you talk about Harry Combs? I laughed half the afternoon over that line. That was the best.
I swear, he had to be bullied in school. Like, I don't know. Like, the name just, like, gives me, like, bully victim vibes.
All right, hey, bracket challenge. You got a couple hours here to get in on ESPNLouisville.com as my phone, my computer now restarts for the second time in the last 3 minutes. ESPNLouisville.com, the prizes including, of course, Gorilla basketball goal from Steepleton, TV from our friends at RGB Home Theater, passes to Bourbon Beyond, Louder Than Life, Adam Sandler tickets, tailgate gear from Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, a VIP experience from the TBT, a Loose City Racing prize pack, gift cards from our advertising partners, and, of course, the bracket challenge presented by our friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, KellyKentucky.com, Seven County Services, and Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. So there you go. How much do you hate your bracket, Dan?
Oh, my bracket's a winner. I have no doubts that I'm going to pull in 100 from the family members.
Oh, 10 of you get in on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's winner take all?
Yeah.
Wow.
10 entries, $10. Winner gets a mallard.
Going back to the mallard. All right. Well, since I have no notes to look at, Dan, what would you like to talk about? I'll pull it up on my phone.
Well, we'll save Kentucky. The closer we get to this game, the more worried I am. You know what I didn't realize until this morning is that the kid that played at Louisville's on Providence, Noah Locke.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah he's on Providence too. So
I was talking back in the bullpen with the guys. Do you consider moving from Kentucky to the Big East and then being first team all Big East a step down?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. And there's the reason I ask that is because it does feel like it feels like people are espousing it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, the kid didn't get any run at Kentucky, and he went up there, and I mean, he's and forget about the Big East. All right, if you're going to poo-poo being a first team all Big East, as I said yesterday, he's one of the 5 finalists for the Karl Malone Power Forward player in the entire country. In the entire country. So, you can't say that's a step down at all. The kid got his opportunity, and he succeeded.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I've heard a little bit of this, like, you know, just a little bit of this. Oh, he had to go to Providence to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, okay. Maybe you think of Providence that way, but going to the Big East and getting an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament is not a step down from Texas A&M getting a 7th seed or something in the SEC. I don't know. Did you hear any of the conversation? UPS jobs text line 437-9680. How much of the last hour of the show of Diener did you listen to?
Probably. I only tune in early on Monday because usually Monday is the only day that I can get it. So I probably heard the last 10 minutes today.
Okay. I was going to ask because Blankenbaker tried to go after the producer on the first replay about being uppity and not defending the South End of Louisville, and then proceeded to talk about the South End and named landmarks that are not in the South End. I mean, it was great. I'm in my car.
Yeah.
And I hear him say where he's going today, and he's claiming that it's in the South End. And all I can think is, that's not in the South End. This show is going to be awesome for the next 15 minutes. And it was. It was great. It was great. It was terrific. No one cares about the random neighborhood geography of their city more than the city of Louisville.
We've talked about that before.
It's not even close.
Louisville's the only place that I have ever been where they don't ask you, or it doesn't come up in the conversation, where are you from? Where'd you grow up? Right. Where'd you graduate from college? The first question is, where'd you go to high school?
That's right.
Where did you go to high school? And, you know, it for some of us, high school was 50 years ago, but that still seems to be relevant.
And restart on the computer again. How about that? Oh, this is great. Is this
your computer, or is this the same problem that Thumbs has when she can't?
Oh no, this is just mine. This is you know, has all my client information on it. It has all of my podcast information, all of my logins for everything. No big deal. Nothing that I need, you know, to pay for food for my family or a house, you know.
Well, but that's your own fault. If I had all that valuable information, I'd make sure I had a good computer.
I do have a good computer.
Well, then why is it restarting all the time?
Because it hates him.
Because Windows sucks.
It really does.
It's terrible.
My father had to reinstall Windows on my computer one time.
Ugh.
Because, like, no matter what I did, it would take 20, 40 minutes for anything to open. So my father completely reinstalled Windows because he did not believe me when I told him nothing was working on it. And then he goes and, like, he messes with it when he's in town one day, and he's like, oh, maybe you weren't lying.
Excuse me.
Right. Well, yeah, so obviously you think Kentucky is going to win the national title. If they don't
No, I don't. No, you think after watching this team this year, you think they can put together six straight games good enough to win a national championship? No way. No way. Hey, Louie, we want to thank our friends at Bear Nose Pizza. There are 14 area locations in Kentuckiana, including the original Bear Nose Pizza over on Taylorsville Road, Bear Nose at Bellman Field. Stop in, say hi to our friend Rob Moody there, and they have you covered for carryout, delivery, or dine in. Yeah, it's that good. Bear Nose Pizza.
I'm going to find out if we have the Louisville Geek guys on retainer. It's not good. Oh, the blue screen for the fifth time. How about that? There you go. Avery loves this. Avery secretly hates me. It's very funny. She smiles at me when I come in the morning, but she doesn't want to actually have any friends. And so it's like I have to work with Louie, therefore I'll smile. But at the end of the day, she's like, you know what would be really great? If all four tires on Louie's car all blew at the same time. That would be great. With his children in the car. That would be ideal.
Why does she feel that way? You bring her coffee? You bring her... What else do you bring her?
I don't know.
Sometimes he gives me money.
Ooh.
That's actually true. Once in a while, I'm
now,
in a good
now
mood.
Wait just a second. I want you to understand that when he gives you money.
No. This is different. It's separate from anything that you do, Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You are a good guy.
That's not supposed to make it to the air, but sure. Yeah.
That you're a good guy?
Yeah. No, I don't want people knowing that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, West Virginia, Maryland.
You know,
this
show is kind of following the same route as describing geographical locations in Louisville right now.
All right. So, speaking of geographic locations, you're not happy about the Ja Morant decision.
Oh, they did this guy a terrible disservice. I mean, the league. Did you? I didn't hear the interview that he had with Jalen Rose, but I read the interview that he had, and to give him an 8-game suspension, 6 games of which he's already missed. I mean, that's a slap on the wrist. They're not, and the guy goes to therapy in Florida. What was he there about an hour and a half? And now he's come out and everything's fine. He realizes the mistakes that he made. However, if you go into this interview a little further, this wasn't a one-off problem, Louis. The Washington Post, a couple weeks ago, before this latest incident ever happened, wrote an article about how these things are happening in his life, one after the other. You know, we've all read them. The kid, he was playing basketball in the backyard, coming out with a gun in his waistband, and you know, showing up his mom, some security guard at a mall, gave his mom a hard time, and he and his posse show up there. I mean, just, you know, there's like 5 incidents prior to this. And did you notice what he said in the interview? They're all lies. They're all lies. It's sealed, so I can't say anything about it. Does that sound like a man who realizes what the problems he has caused? The other problem he's got, we're going to change the posse. Not we're going to change the people in the posse.
Right.
We're going to change the way the posse behaves. And I said it the other day, if you don't surround yourself with good people by design, you surround yourself with people by default. And so, you know, giving this kid an eight-game suspension, they've just done him a disservice.
So if you're commissioner, he's out the 50 games you mentioned, right?
He's out at least the rest of this year.
Okay.
Now, you know, if that turns out to be, and I'm not talking about regular season, I'm talking about this year. And he goes back to Florida and spends some actual time there learning how to handle his life. And the first thing I would have told him is, get rid of all these guys that you got around you. The guys that have been kicked out of the Memphis arena for the rest of the season. Get rid of all those people. And let's start over here. But you know, this he misses 8 games. That's 10% of your salary. Now, for most of us, 10% of the salary would be a pretty big hit. But when you're making tens of millions of dollars, 10% of the salary is nothing. He lost no sponsors. You know, Nike has invested, I would guess, with research and development and advertisement and what they're paying him. I'm guessing that, you know, that Nike has invested millions of dollars in this shoe.
Right.
They're not going to eat that. They're coming with the shoe. His first Instagram post had an ad for the power drink that he's sponsoring on it. I mean, nothing has changed.
Right.
I hope for his sake that it has. I hope that we never hear another word about the off-court happenings of Ja Morant. But this slap on the wrist, I don't think it's going to change much of anything.
Interesting. All right, well, Dan Issel, Louis Rabeau hanging out with you until noon. You will get the NCAA tournament after us today on 680 and on 93.9. It'll take you up until 3 o'clock. Drive time shows, the take and the drive on the respective sticks, and then 6 to midnight here on 680. You will get the tournament. Same schedule tomorrow. And so make sure that you check out all of our coverage there. If you're driving around at all, we will have the games for you today, tomorrow, and this weekend. And, of course, after the game with Kentucky tomorrow, we will have the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show. James Treadle, Jason Entz, and Mike Gandolfo. First place to take your calls, text, and hear live from John Calipari. It's all Friday night around 11 o'clock on ESPN 680, 105.7, and on the app as well.
Louis, do you agree with a lot of people that today and tomorrow are the two best days of the year in sports?
No.
Okay. Let me think up another question.
Are you really excited that Northwestern's playing Boise State?
No.
Are you really excited that Gonzaga's playing something called Grand Canyon?
I am excited about that one because...
Are you really excited to see Fran McCaffrey face Auburn?
I've got a little theme in my picks of today. There are five Big Ten schools in action today. You know how many of them I picked in my bracket?
Zero.
So we'll see.
So they're going to go 4-1.
We'll see how that plays
out. Yeah, I can't wait for the UCLA-UNC Asheville matchup.
Well, you won't even be awake when that happens. So. I guess the people that feel that way are the people that are betting on these games, right?
Yeah.
Getting all the action.
Probably.
That
they, well, 30... or they enjoy a lower level of basketball than the NBA. That's what the NCAA tournament is. It's fun. Yeah. And because it's single elimination, it's fun. But no, best 2 days of the year? No. Give me the NFL playoffs when we get to, you know... Essentially,
wild card.
Yeah,
weekend?
The weekend after that, the one that determines the conference finals, where you get the four. I think it's divisional round, is what it's called. And I think that's better. I think those four games are better than what we get today, tomorrow in the NCAA tournament.
Well, all I know is I've got a date with as soon as this show is over. I've got a date with my recliner for about 10 hours. So.
I'm not saying I won't watch basketball. I'm just saying I think it's a little overrated to call it the best 2 days in sports.
That's no. Yeah, I think I agree with that.
And I'm enough of a horse nerd. I'd rather Oaks. I think Oaks and Derby's a better 2 days. So whatever.
I would agree with that too.
So there you go. Oh man. All right. Well, in the games today, we can start to look at those a little bit. So you do get kicking us off today is that mighty matchup of West Virginia and Maryland. So you have West Virginia by 20 in that game?
Not by 20, but I have West Virginia. The matchup predictor is very close, 49.3 to 50.7. And I think, you know, I've seen West Virginia play, well, once in person I saw them play. Against Kansas, and then I've seen them on TV a number of times. I just I don't know. Maryland, maybe, you know, you look at them coming in, they've lost three out of their last four. The only game they won was against Minnesota, which, you know, I guess everybody wins against Minnesota.
But, yes, they do.
But the game that I saw, they lost by 2 points at Kansas. Then they went to Iowa State and won. Then they go home and they beat Kansas State and TCU. And then, of course, they lose to Kansas in the tournament. I guess that Texas Tech game was in the tournament too. But anyway, I've got West Virginia in that game.
So Texters, boo this man coming down on the text line. Louis, there's nothing like a 14 hitting a three, to down a three at the buzzer. I don't get excited about two teams that I have nothing to do with and the outcome of the game like that. Like it's not like the other night when Mississippi State missed two shots at the end, all I thought was, man, that stinks for Mississippi State. And then I went to bed.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Maybe I'm cut different that way. It used to be the two best days in sports, they say on the text line, but college basketball, the quality of college basketball is down a bit. I tend to agree with that. Texter, it makes the best day to travel. It makes for great radio. I think it is nice to have the live games available. I agree with that part. I'm the guy who would rather watch whatever live sport is on Saturday, Sunday morning, or Saturday morning, I should say, than, you know, like football pregame shows, for example. So I appreciate the live aspect of it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'm. But I get it. I know why people.
You know what? What I really like is a few years ago when they went to broadcasting all of the games on different, so that you could pick.
Yes, I'm with you on that. That is nice.
They used to, and it jumped around. It wasn't that long ago that, you know, it was on CBS, and they'd have those scores up on top of the screen. And they'd go, if they were televising a dog, then they'd swish it to a good game. But I like this, that now they've got four stations, and I mean even True TV, and I get True TV, so that's the only time that True TV is on my TV is during the NCAA tournament. But it's on, so I like that aspect that you can watch the entirety of what other game is interesting to you.
Yeah, I mean, I made the True TV joke, but I'm glad the games are on True TV, right? Because you can actually watch the games if you want to. Texter, I think Harry Thumbs is messing with your laptop. Beware, Louie. Texter, man, I'm not reading that one. I'm not doing that. Texter asking, Louie, so you don't care about a long shot horse winning a race you're not affiliated with? That is correct. I don't. If there was a long shot winner yesterday at Turf Paradise, I don't care. You're correct. Correct. They're running big hurdle races right now at Cheltenham.
Yeah.
I don't care who wins those races. You're correct.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. Did you play?
Like Virginia and Furman are playing today.
Yeah.
And that's the 13-4. That's the second game of the day today. If Virginia loses, it'll be funny, but I don't care.
Okay.
Like that doesn't move the needle for me. And in the same text, you're saying you're in the minority. I agree that I'm in the minority. I'm with you. I'm totally in it. Yeah. But that's why Dan asked the question. Best days of the year, according to a texter, is when your favorite shows come out and you can stream and binge watch. I think that's pretty good. DirecTV has a March Madness mix with 12 screens. Oh, man. Oof. True TV, is that the one that Avery's on? Come on, texter. Louie, are you not a fan of the narrative aspect of sports? I just don't find sports romantic. And I think people think the NCAA tournament upsets are romantic and something to be emotionally invested in. And I don't know what the narrative is of Furman beating Virginia other than Furman scored more points. I don't know. First hour of the show brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Tourism and KentuckyTourism.com. Check out all their stuff on their socials, both on Instagram and Facebook. Very cool follows, very cool photos from around the state. Speaking of from around the state, we will have Ben Roberts from the Herald Leader up next to talk all things Kentucky basketball, getting ready for Providence this weekend and a possible, we'll ask him, you know what, how far does Ben think they'll end up in the tournament? We'll talk to him next here on ESPN 680 105.7.
This segment with Dan Issel and Louis Rabeau is presented by KentuckyTourism.com.
And welcome back to the second half hour of our show.
Yay!
Oh, man. This hour of the show is brought to you by Kentucky Tourism. When you're ready to explore the outdoors, there's no better place than the Bluegrass State. Hike, bike, paddle, fish, or even venture deep underground. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your summer getaway today at KentuckyTourism.com. And now we're pleased to welcome in the beat writer for the Wildcats for the Herald Leader, Mr. Ben Roberts. Ben, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. You know, Ben, I would never tell you how to do your job.
Oh, boy.
More than once a week.
No. Right. But, you know, if you're going to do a poll that includes basketball experts, It might bring a little more credibility to your poll if you had somebody, let's say, that, you know, might be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, as opposed to Cam Drummond.
You think I should ask John Calipari next year for his Final Four pick?
No, because Cal doesn't talk to you.
That's true.
I've asked Cal to come on this show about three times in the last 2 months. Get no response. I saw, did you happen to read the article on ESPN.com about the difficulties of coaching at Kentucky?
I haven't. I saw the Patino quote. I actually meant to read that when I got to Greensboro last night, and forgot about it when I got here. So yeah, thanks for the reminder. I will read that as soon as I get off.
It also says in there that they asked John to talk to be part of that article, and he declined. So I guess Cal isn't talking to anybody anymore. So
he has not talked to anybody in about the last 3 or 4 months. I think he did something with maybe the Wall Street Journal for a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander story a couple months ago when he made the All-Star team, or I guess last month. He's not making the rounds. He's not doing. He hasn't done a pregame media session since December 30th, which was the Louisville game, unless you want to count the deal at his house on Selection Sunday, which I was a little surprised they ended up doing, given the way things have gone this season with that.
Ben Roberts with us, presented by our friends at Martini Bistro in the East End, martinilouisville.com. Great place for lunch. Dan and I both are wedge salad guys when we're out there. Very, very good on their menu. You're in Greensboro. There is no Martini Bistro. Are you an Applebee's or a Chili's guy?
Are either a sponsor?
No. You know why? Because we only have quality restaurants around here.
I will usually drive a little farther. Look, I found a local pizza place last night.
Oh, good.
It was pretty good.
Good.
Near the hotel. Yeah. Usually I try to I try to more head in that direction.
All right. So you're on the ground. Is Blue getting in?
Actually, I haven't been. I'm going to go to the arena here probably around noon.
Okay.
And there is an open practice today, so we'll see what happens there. You know, we were talking about it. I actually think obviously Kentucky always travels well, but with Duke and North Carolina, you know, when they set up one of these first round in North Carolina pods, more often than not, you get a Duke or a North Carolina, or sometimes both. In the same site, which would obviously limit ticket availability for Kentucky, but with neither of those teams here, I think it opens a pretty wide opportunity for Kentucky to have a pretty robust group of people down here.
Ben, a good article this morning about, in your estimation, the five things that have to happen for Kentucky to make a deep run here. Number one is get healthy, stay healthy. Have you been able to discern how healthy the team is going into tomorrow's game?
Yeah, we'll get to talk to all the guys today, and obviously Cal will have to do a pregame media session, although it'll be going on when Kentucky's in open locker room, so I'll probably be back there. I know that all the guys, including Xavier Wheeler, did some stuff, practiced earlier this week. Some of those guys haven't practiced a ton. Xavier hasn't played, obviously, in 6 weeks, so we'll see how they're feeling today after 3 days of practice and what Cal says about, how they've looked. But last I heard, my expectation is there's a good chance we could see everybody tomorrow night.
Ben Roberts with us. You mentioned Antonio Reeves in the article. It is amazing how often we see a team in a spot like Kentucky, 6, 7, 8 kind of seed, that has a guy like Antonio Reeves who's on the wing and gets hot and maybe doesn't win a couple games for the team, but certainly is a catalyst for wins. He has been extraordinarily important. I think the Arkansas game, of course, stands out, but extraordinarily important in their success late in the season. Do you see him being able to do that against Providence?
Yeah, I think he can, just because Providence is not a good defensive team at all, and he's obviously a guy we've seen is capable of getting hot, and really doesn't, just kind of being around him this season. He's also the type of guy, and I think I wrote about this actually a week or two ago, he never gets two up or two down. He goes 2 for 13 after the game. He's clearly disappointed, but he's not like, this is the end of the world. He's ready for the next game. And if he scores 37 points against Arkansas, he's like, oh, yeah, that's cool that I scored 37 points, but he's not like running up and down, jumping in the locker room or in the hallway or anything. So I think that's a really, really good mindset to have going into the NCAA tournament, especially given the importance that he's going to have on this team. Because, as I wrote today, Kaysen is still hurting. You know, whatever he gives you out there over the next 2 or 3 weeks, he's going to be hurting. CJ might be hurting even more. Xavier hasn't played in 6 weeks. To make any sort of run in the NCAA tournament, you have got to have some good guard play. And it's really cobbled together at this point. And the only healthy guy, or at least the only guy who's played every game, is Antonio Reeves. And clearly, especially with Kaysen being injured, the only one that's able to kind of, you know, pop off and go for 25 points in a game is Antonio Reeves. So, yeah, I mean, he has to. I mean, for them to make any run at all, I mean, it's unfair to put those kind of expectations on any one player on a sixth seed, but you know, he's going to have some of those big scoring games for them to make a run.
Ben, you also document the injury problem that Fredericks has had over his entire career. Has to be very frustrating. I mean, he hasn't had a season in college, and he's been in college, what, eight years now? He hasn't had a year that he didn't sustain a sizable injury.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard to watch, and it's, you know, we've gotten to know CJ. Obviously, he's from Cincinnati, but he played for Cupcalf, and we got to see him some in Rupp, the Sweet 16, and when he was in high school. But we've got to know him a lot better over the last year, especially when he's been doing the regular media sessions. And he's just such a, you know, he's very fun to be around. He's a great quote. He's very thoughtful. You know, very helpful with the media, and it sucks to see any player get injured, but it especially is tough to, you know, especially talking to a guy. I sat down with him for about 45 minutes before the season, and he talked about how, you know, all the stuff he was doing off the court to get his body right, to get, you know, get his health right, and he said it was the best he'd felt in 5 years as a college player. And then you kind of go off and have a freak finger injury against Missouri, and that sets you back, especially on your shooting hand for a guy who's such a great shooter. And then you have another freak injury where you just fall into a cameraman at courtside, which, you know, could happen to anybody really at any time that's attacking the basket. And that's, you know, he obviously, we were back in the locker room after the Vanderbilt game, and he still had that kind of protective vest on his chest, and he kind of like knocked it at one point. And I mean, it is a solid, I don't know if it's plastic or what it is, but it's not a sleeve or a wrap or anything. It's something that I can't imagine, you know, running around and trying to play basketball and fight through screens and run through picks and all that, wearing something like that. And especially, he said it didn't bother him shooting the ball, but I can't imagine that's true. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's tough to watch that. It's, I know it's frustrating and tough for him. You know, somebody asked, after all he's been through, you know, to fall into a camera like that, you know, how much, and he kind of laughed, and it was one of those laughs like, you know, you got to be kidding me. What, you know, what else can happen to me? I thought I was right. I thought it was going in the right direction, and then this happens.
Yep. Talking Cats basketball with Ben Roberts at Ben Roberts HL on Twitter. A reminder, you got about an hour and a half to sign up at our bracket challenge, ESPNLouisville.com. 65 different prizes we're giving away. So as long as you finish in the top 65, you win a prize. That's only slight exaggeration. It's something in the range of 65. Ben, the Bryce Hopkins angle, I think it's a little overrated. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy, right? I mean, it's an easy sure, angle. Sure. You know, the fact that he is their best player, I think makes it even a lot easier, but also a little more relevant. But yeah, I mean, it's you know, we've all written about it already. We haven't even talked to the kid. He'll be talking you know, this afternoon today, too, and I'm sure he's going to get you know, if he gets 80 questions today, I'm sure 70 of them are going to be about going against Kentucky and what he thought about playing for Cal, and if he talks to any of his other teammates or, you know, some sort of Kentucky angle. But yeah, it's you know, this game obviously boils down to more than one player, but you know, he is going to be an important piece for them, and something that, you know, a player that everybody is going to be watching tomorrow night.
I wanted to ask Dan. Yeah, I wanted to ask Dan. You know, in this situation, Dan, because of the nature of the NCAA tournament, these two, you know, he's going to be in the same place, same time as Kentucky, so he's going to be able to see the guys. He's going to have the questions asked today rather than tomorrow. Do you think that helps relieve some of the nerves about it?
Yeah, I would say so. But, you know, this can go one of two ways. We talked about it yesterday. He might be so pumped that he's just over the top and doesn't get anything accomplished, or he could come out and have a great game. But I think you're right. The fact that this isn't a Thursday game, that this is a Friday game, and he has a chance to get all of that behind him and concentrate on the game tomorrow night, I think that's to his benefit.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if I was under that, that's where I went in my mind, was that actually today in the open practice thing actually could be a positive for Bryce Hopkins. Ben Roberts with us. All right. So, I mean, you know, you've got these things about making a run and you know, the five keys, and some of them are obvious. They're rebounding, they're defense, they're things that every basketball team has to do well to advance in the tournament. Is how important is the streak that's on the line here, Ben, which is no four-year span in Kentucky history have they not won a tournament game, and that is on the line tomorrow. How important is that streak?
It's important to fans, obviously. I don't think, you know, just from kind of – and this is something that at least I've been kind of talking to guys about over the last month or so, just to try to pick their brain on how they're feeling about it. And you get the sense that it's not really – I mean, it's on their radar, especially the guys who played against St. Peter's or were on the bench against St. Peter's last season.
Sure.
But it's certainly not anything top of mind for anybody. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, CJ Frederick played high school basketball in Kentucky, but he will be the first to tell you that he is a Cincinnati kid. And sure. That's where his allegiances lie. He loves Kentucky. He loves the state and the people. But he'll tell you that he didn't really, get a full realization for what Kentucky basketball meant really till he came here. I mean, he got some of it a lot more than some of the other players when he was playing at Cubcast, but he didn't fully realize it until he got to Lexington. So it's not like you got a team full of six or seven guys who grew up at all UK Kentucky basketball. I mean, you know, these guys obviously love Kentucky basketball and want to do well and want to win games, but it's not – they don't see themselves, from what I can gather, as being on the wrong side of history or anything like that. If they go out and lose tomorrow night, they want to go out and win because they want to win a basketball game and they want to make a run to the Final Four.
Ben, referencing the article again this morning, we talked about getting healthy and Antonio Reeves. Your third point is crash the boards. Your fourth point is hit the free throws. And then you say the first 4 points on the checklist are all doable, which I agree. And then you get to the biggest concern, and that is defense. And we brought this stat up yesterday, and I'm not a big matrix guy, but against Kentucky's played 8 teams that are in the top 29 offensive efficiency, and they're 1-7 in those 8 games. And I think Providence is like 16 on that list. So, you know, our offense, all those things you've talked about, the free throws, the offense, rebounding, that might all get done, but still it looks like we're going to have to outscore this team to win.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, the pessimism of any sort of Final Four run begins and ends, right? You can, with all the analytics out there in college basketball, I think you can really find a number to say just about anything you wanted to say.
Great point.
I haven't been able to find anything that tells me Kentucky is a good defensive team or really even is capable of being one over any stretch of time. And that is very, very worrying. And that is, you know, you're basically going on faith at this point that you can look at these players and this team as it's constructed and say they're going to all put it together for a 4-game run or a 6-game run or wherever you want them to get in the bracket on the defensive end. And there is really no evidence this season that says they are capable of doing that. They really have difficulty defending the perimeter. They cannot protect the rim, at least with the guys that Cal is playing. The connectivity, we saw it some when they were seemingly on the same page for a few games there when they were getting a little hot, but it's still, they just have breakdowns all over the place, and one breakdown leads to another, and it leads to points for the other team. And there's just been no consistency at all on the defensive end, and there you're going to have that. You know, you're in a situation where you're playing to get to the Final Four. You're playing four teams that are either ranked or have been ranked pretty recently. If you're a six seed, unless there's just some really big upsets along the way, so you're going to have to beat four teams like that. And Providence, a really good offensive team. If they end up playing Marquette, they're a really good offensive team. Unless Tennessee comes out of the top end of that bracket, you're probably playing a really good offensive team. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a big uphill climb. And, yeah, those first 4 points, I think they could do. They've shown they can do. The fifth one, I don't know.
Yep. Ben Roberts with us, Kentucky.com/sports for everything at the Herald Leader. He is presented by our friends at Martini Bistro, MartiniLouisville.com. Go check them out for lunch, dinner, brunch on the weekends. A bunch of great stuff on their menu. Ben, of course, thinks that Cam Drummond is more of a basketball expert than Dan Issel. In that piece, the furthest anyone had Kentucky going was the Elite Eight. What is Cam Drummond. I don't care what Cam Drummond thinks.
And you know what? On top of all that, Cam picked him to get beat by Providence tomorrow night.
So I asked Ben Roberts, or as Dan called you the other day, Bum Roberts, because you didn't have him as part of this article. More likely they lose in the first round or they make the Elite Eight?
I think it's more likely they would lose in the first round, just because I think that Marquette matchup is just especially bad. I mean, Shaka Smart literally has instructional videos out with his name on them on how to run a ball screen offense. I'm not joking. That's Google it. But
that's great.
And obviously they could get beat. You know, they could get beat in the first two games, but I picked them to go to the Final Four in my bracket, which doesn't mean anything at all. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be I don't think it's a coin flip, because I think Kentucky's better than Providence. I pick Kentucky to beat Providence tomorrow night. I think they will, but they could certainly lose. But yeah, I think it's a lot more likely that they lose one game against a team that is, you know, fairly evenly matched than to win three games, two of them probably against top 15 teams, one of them with an elite offense.
Ben, let's look at the glass half full. Let's say they beat Providence and they beat Kansas State, which I think is doable. But I agree with you. I don't think there's any way they beat Marquette. Let's say they get to the round of 16 and lose to Marquette. Is in your estimation, is that going to appease Big Blue Nation?
No, I don't think it appeases them. What I do think it does is maybe shorten some of that doomsday period that follows the end of the season. I remember Calipari's first season when, I mean, he brought, you know, a lot of people didn't like the way he did it with the one and done at the time, even though that, you know, that obviously that's the way the game was going. But he brought Kentucky basketball back in a season from as low as it's been since probation. And after they lost that game to West Virginia, I was driving around Lexington listening to talk radio, and people were calling in and wanting to run them out of town. That this will never work. One and done will never work. The West Virginia game showed it'll never work. And then obviously he goes to, what, four Final Fours in 5 years and wins a national title after that, after also rejuvenating the program. So my point is, whenever they lose, however they lose, there's going to be people who are going to be upset for, you know, a pretty good amount of time at the beginning of the offseason. But I think that time shortens if you can make a little run, especially with this team, which, you know, these are very likable guys. I don't think fans really got to know a lot of these guys, and I think a lot of that happens with a deep postseason run, which obviously hasn't happened yet because you didn't get the SEC tournament. So I think if fans have another week of these guys and see them win a couple big games, hear some of their stuff off the court, I think that kind of softens the blow a little bit. But yeah, if they go out and lose to tomorrow night, especially to a player who a lot of people thought should have been playing at the end of last season and could have helped them in the St. Peter's game and some other games, it's not going to be St. Peter's level, but compounded with St. Peter's and 9-16, it's going to be pretty bad.
Well, I just saw a stat this morning on GetUp, and I know this is a what have you done for me lately, but they in the one and done era, which they said according to this poll started in 2006, what college coach has won the most NCAA games? And it's John Calipari.
Yeah.
All right, Ben Roberts with us. KT Turner is taking the UT Arlington job. First, was it surprising? And second, why are they going to hire Tom Crean?
Wow. I don't think that will happen.
Can you write the article for me?
Oh, man, no. I could probably call him, and he'd probably talk for 3 or 4 hours.
That's absolutely the case, yes.
Yeah.
Was this an expected move for a guy like KT Turner?
It wasn't. I've been hearing for a couple months, actually, that he was going to be moving on. I didn't know exactly where, and I didn't know the exact time. I didn't think it would be confirmed until after Kentucky was done playing. I guess technically it hasn't, but we know now. But no, it was not unexpected. We knew that Cal was going to have at least one vacancy to fill on the coaching staff this offseason.
All right.
Ben, you mentioned something earlier that I'm going to defend you and what you do for a living. I think the fact
Wow, that, enjoy this. I've never gotten this treatment. Go ahead.
The fact that people don't get to know the players, as you said, I think that has a lot to do with the access that you have to the players. I mean, I can't believe that after a game, you don't get to go in the locker room and talk to whoever you want to talk to. You can only talk to the three players that they bring out. I don't get that at all.
If they bring three players out.
Yeah, no, and it's just kind of the way things are done at most places now, and I completely agree. I imagine most of it is for all the good that does come of that, for the reasons you just said. One bad, especially now with social media and news cycles that are never ending, but also move on to something else really quick. One bad thing or one bad sound bite can really cause a nightmare. I imagine that's why all these teams are doing it this way. But, yeah, I agree. This is a team – those teams that we've seen in the past that Cal has gone on long runs with, I feel like at the end of those long runs, they're winning basketball, and that's why that's the most important part. But you get to know guys like the Harrison Twins or some other guys that maybe fans had wishy-washy attitudes on earlier in the season. And these are all, this is probably the best talking team, and a lot of that's because there's a lot of veterans. But it's also a lot of guys with unique stories and just unique personalities. And, yeah, I do think it would be a benefit if fans got to know this particular group a little better.
All right. Well, he is Ben Roberts from the Herald Leader. We'll get him out of here on this. Of course, he's presented by our friends at Martini Bistro in the East End, martinilouisville.com. Give us your prediction for today and how far you think Kentucky goes in the tournament.
I have them beating Providence, beating Kansas State, and then losing to Shaka Smart's ball screen offense and the Sweet 16. One note on that though is they would have several days to plan for that, because that would obviously be the Sweet 16, the first of the week, and that I think is one area to maybe hang your hope on, I guess, if Kentucky is able to get out of this weekend. But that's a mighty big task too.
All right, he's Ben Roberts, Kentucky.com/sports, at Ben Roberts HL on Twitter. Go find all of his stuff. Hey, safe travels, Ben. Have a great time in Greensboro.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Ben.
Well, Ben Roberts on a Thursday. Reminder, first hour of the show brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Tourism and KentuckyTourism.com. I'm jumping on the website right now because my computer, I'm knocking on every piece of wood in here, is suddenly working. Help you with all the concerts that are coming up this year. All the retirement horse farms is one of the featured things here, and those are actually great if you have kids. All the camping that you might want to do this summer, find all of it at KentuckyTourism.com. On the other end, we'll talk with our friend from Cranes, Detroit. His name is Jay Davis here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.